Our Father and our God, we thank you because you are everlasting God. The entrance of your word give life, light, and understanding. God, as your word will come forth this morning, move in your power, heal your children, transform lives, grant testimonies, empower your people to move on, and let all glory be returned unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Yeah, tell your neighbor, do not give up. Talk to your neighbor. Do not give up. Do not give up.
Just as Pastor Effiani is saying, I've just got a prophetic word, and God says, do not leave, persevere. He says, do not move. He says to someone here today, he says, I will move for you. He says, I will act on behalf of him who waits for me.
Praise God. Do not give up. Cry out unto God. That will be the topic of the message. Do not give up. Cry out unto who? Unto God that made heaven and earth. Let's turn to our Bibles to Exodus chapter 15. I'll read a few verses there. And trusting God to have a short message. Exodus chapter 15. I'll read from verse 22. Exodus 15 from verse 22. It says there, so Moses brought Israel from Red Sea, and they went unto the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. Verse 24. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and ordinance, and there he proved them. Verse 26. And he said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases unto thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healed thee. Verse 27. And they came to Elim, where were 12 wells of water, and 3 score and 10 palm trees, and they encamped there by the waters. You see, these people, I will tell you some stories about them, that the people of God, God called them, God delivered them from the hands of Egypt, from the hands of Pharaoh. So on their way to the promised land, before then, the Pharaoh wanted to destroy them. Okay, when they left Egypt, Pharaoh wanted to destroy these people of God. So they got to a point that there was no solution. Moses cried out. That was the first time after they left Egypt. Moses cried out unto God. And God gave him instruction. He obeyed the instruction that God presented to him. The Red Sea, God divided into two. They went on to the promised land. So when the Red Sea was divided into two, they came out victoriously. They sang songs unto God. They sang lots of songs. Many of them you will see there in verse 15. One of the songs is I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously, the horses and his riders he has thrown into the sea. So that was the first time these people sang a new song. In fact, if you look at the Bible, you will agree with me that that was the first song that Moses sang unto God. And there were many other songs that came out of that event. So they were singing that song, the song of praises. They also sang like another song like, who is like unto thee, O God? Among all the gods, who is like unto thee, glorious in wonders, glorious in power? So they were singing the song, marching on and praising God. After that song, they marched on. They went on for 3 good days in the wilderness, in the desert, without water. So you can imagine someone that is in the desert. There was no water there for them to drink. Until they got to a point where they now saw water. So all hope, they built all hope, only getting close to the water and discover that it's not good for life. And when they got to that point in time, it was great disappointment. When I mean great disappointment, imagine someone being in the desert, making his way, but gotten to a point that he saw water to drink, only to be told that, look, this is a bitter water, it's not good to be drunk. So at that point in time, he brought out some stuff in these guys. They complained. They complained against Moses. In some translations, they turned against Moses. Some of the complaints would have been, why did you brought us here? You would have left us in Egypt. We have been on 3 days journey. I don't know what to drink. So why? Sometimes in our lives we complain. Sometimes, you see, when we've given our life to Christ as Christians, we are on our journey to eternity with God. We sang praises. We praise Him because of His deliverance. Our sins have been forgiven. Our life has been transformed. But got into a particular challenge, got into a particular problem, we started complaining. That is exactly what these people did. They forgot that God Almighty led them into that situation. The Bible made it clear that when they left Egypt, God of heaven led them by the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire, by the pillar of cloud in the day, by the pillar of cloud in the by the pillar of cloud in the day, and the pillar of fire in the night. So God led them to manna. God led them to bitter water. If you read the account of that, I think it's in before that, in chapter 13, you see there that God led them by the pillar of fire. In Exodus chapter 13, verse 21, it says there, and the Lord went before them by the day in a pillar of cloud to lead them in the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light. To go with them. So God was actually with them. God led these people to the bitter water to look at their experience, know what they will do. Instead of praising God, instead of doing the right thing, what they did, they murmured against Moses. They complained, they turned against Moses. You see, you have given your life to Christ, and you are on your way to heaven. It is not easy, of course I know. But the challenge you are passing through, does it worth it complaining against people? Does it worth it turning against your leaders? I'm not saying someone is turning against us, but does it worth it turning against someone in your office? Does it worth it turning against someone in your life, at your home? You see, sometimes the storms of life, the challenges of life, like these people, they build up water, they discover they cannot drink it. So disappointment was full of their lives. You may have some discouragement or disappointment. Someone may have left you. you may have been engaged and someone left you some years ago, and the bitterness is still there. Or maybe in the office, someone stood against you. And you've been living in that kind of life. Or your wife or your husband may have left you. And you're saying, oh, I'm still a child of God, so why am I passing through these challenges? It happened to these people. So they forgot that God is with them. They forgot that God led them to that situation. So when they complain against Moses, Moses now looked unto God. Moses cried out unto God. When Moses cried out unto God, God showed him a tree. You see, crying out unto God is something that God has proposed for Moses. The first instance that God, Moses cried out unto God was the time he faced the enemy as well as the Red Sea. When he cried out unto God, God gave him instruction. He struck the Red Sea, the Red Sea divided into two. He marched on victoriously. What the new song they sang. The second time was at this point in time, this when they compared against God, against Moses, without understanding that God led him to that situation. So Moses turned unto God again. And when he turned unto God, God showed him a tree. You see, the tree had been there. God planted that tree for many, many years, knowing fully well that these people are with them through this journey. So sometimes the challenges prevented us from seeing the solution by our side that God has raised. And the Bible made it clear that Jesus Christ was that tree. Because if you look at Revelation, if you look at Revelation, New Testament, and so many other verses, you see that Jesus Christ is the tree of life. In the Old Testament, you see Jesus Christ as the tree of life. So when Jesus, Moses threw the tree over there, it became sweet water. And by that time, they were happy. So if you look at that, we will discover that there is this effect of the children of God crying out unto God. When you are in a desperate situation, when you think that all hopes are lost, because God Himself, He said that, look, the cry of His people He will never ignore. If you cry out unto God in any challenge you are looking at, I can tell you this, God will never, never ignore it. Because His word is forever settled in heaven. You see, He said, I will not ignore the cry of my people. I'll give you an example. Ishmael, the mother of Hagar, left Abraham. And they were in trouble. There was no water to drink. Ishmael cried out. As well as the mother, they cried out unto God. God answered them. Moses cried out unto God. God answered Moses. The children of God, apostles, when they were storm and Jesus Christ was sleeping, they went in and cried out to Jesus. You can't be perished. Jesus Christ stood up and calmed the storm. David, and so many other people in the Bible. So when you are facing situations that you think that there is no other way, I think that one of the solutions is you cry out on God. I think that God is asking you at that desperate situation to cry out unto Him, because He is the Alpha and the Omega, the Almighty God, all sufficient God, the one that answers prayers, the one that changes events. He is looking for people that can cry out unto Him. Even though that we are taught in Australia, some see crying out unto God as a sign of weakness. I can tell you, it's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength. Trusting He that has the power to change events. And God is looking unto you, not to complain. God is looking unto you to say, Father, I can't bear it anymore. God is looking on you, you know, to walk into tears. When you see people, sinners going to hell. When you see situations, sickness and all that stuff. When you are struggling and you've had a lot of testimonies from what God is doing, and you came in and where I was, you were prepared for, and you went back to the doctor, and the doctor said, disease is still there. You know? At that point in time, what God is expecting in you is to cry out and offer your God to pour out your heart. Because He is there. You see, when you manage situations, challenges, disappointments with the power of God, with God, with tears, I can tell you, Jesus Christ comes in. Maybe a heart has a certain situation. They have similar situations. They cried and went for Jesus Christ came in, he wept. After that, he got up on Lazarus. So what am I trying to say? Is that sometimes we need to cry unto God. Sometimes in prayers. Sometimes on Wednesdays here, we need to cry unto God. We don't know who is standing by our side. Because that's the commandment by our God. Sometimes we need to pour out our heart in tears for the change of situation that our challenge will come. David gave an example in Psalm 107. The Bible says that they were at their wit's end. All hope lost. No route of escape. But in their distresses, in their difficulties, they cried out, although he that has the power to change events, and their deliverance came up. We need to cry out unto God, because when you cry out, change is coming. When you cry out, God moves his power. When you cry out, he that has the power, change events.
That word, it's so relevant to all of us, that God wants to take you to a place. And you are absolutely guaranteed that journey with God is just going to work out the way you want to. They came to a place, they were walking with God, and it was not what they expected. Maybe you'd expected God to provide a boyfriend or a husband or healing or a provision or a job that has to happen. In that place is your are. In that place you have a choice. And this is what makes you, whether you get your destiny or not, you have a choice whether you become a complainer and a grumbler, which a lot of people do. You complain about this, you grumble out that. Even now some people want to grumble this morning. And God says in that place you either grumble or you cry out. There's only two choices. Those people get in that habit of crying out to God, swallow up, choking it back, but crying out to God, taking it all to God. I don't understand it, God, but what are you doing? I'm looking for you to change it. They're the people that get to heal and their destiny. Those people that get the phone and grumble and complain and da-da-da-da-da. You go nowhere. I want to tell you, I've seen this many, many times. Listen to what the Word of God says. It says, they all were baptized in the baptism of Moses. They drank the spiritual rock, which was Christ. But with them, most of them, God was not pleased. They became examples. And he said some of them were idolaters. Some of them committed sexual immorality. But some of them also tempted God. Let us not complain, as some of them also complained and were destroyed by the destroyer. All these things happened to them as examples and are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world have come. See, they're examples. There's five things that stop you getting to your destiny: sexual immorality, idolatry, temptation, or not overcoming it. The other one is complaining. God would say to you today, where are you? What's your challenge? What's his difficulty? God knows he led you to places of difficulty. He leads us to places of testimonies. But he wants to, like he did, turn the bitter waters of Marah into sweetness. Wherever you are, whatever is hard, whatever is bitter, he wants to change it. He does change it if we will not complain, but we will cry out to him today. I want to just say, whatever your challenge is today, just lift your heart to God this morning. Just lift your heart to God. God, I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to complain about what the devil's doing in my life, but I'm crying out to you this morning, God. I'm crying out to you who made those waters change from bitter to sweet. I'm crying out to you this morning to change when I cannot change. God, I want you to get me in the habit of being a crier unto God. Whenever I confront something that is not right, whenever I confront something that is hard, that I, Lord, my habit will be that I cry out to you, that I come into you, that I'll not just be religious, but I seek you. I seek you and I expect you to meet me. Father, I bless you this morning. Even now, you're removing every spirit of complaining, every spirit of grumbling from our midst, every spirit of bitterness. I command you to go now in Jesus' name. Every root of bitterness, I uproot you in Jesus' name. I command you right now to become sweet. Everything that is bitter and hurting, become sweet in us this morning. Let us be a sweet fragrance unto the Lord. Everything about us be sweet. Father, I bless you that you're changing things in us even now as we cry unto you, as we lift our heart unto you. Father, establish that habit of crying unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I want to tell you, this is such a word in season. I've seen so many people going on for God. They've been saved and set free. They've been going on for God. And I want to tell you, I tell you this in love, but your Christian life is not a fairy tale. It's not going to be happily ever after. There are going to be challenges. There are going to be things that you confront like Moses. You're going to say, I'm serving you, God. Why is this happening? Why are you allowing this to happen? The human spirit wants to complain at that moment. It wants to complain. It wants to grumble. If we can have the discipline of just saying no as a choice in that moment, but I'm going to be someone who lives on my knees. When every challenge I face, I'm going to go to God. I want to tell you, He is still changing Morah into Elams. He's still changing bitter hearts into such sweet hearts. And it's a miracle He does in the Spirit, but He does it for those that cry out to Him. Father God, just lift your hands to God this morning. Just everyone lift your hands. Lift your hands. Father, I lift up every heart here this morning. Everyone who is in a situation where they are confounded. Everyone who would be tempted to complain this morning. Everybody, Lord, who just doesn't know what's going on in their marriage and their family, with their children and their finances and their health. Everyone who is serving you and is walking with you, Lord, but is just confounded. Father, I cry out unto you today. Lord, I cry out unto you. You are the God. You said you are the Lord who healeth me. Father, as we cry out to you now, we call forth your healing into our family. We call forth your healing into our marriages. We call forth your healing into our ministries. We call forth your healing into our bodies, Lord. And Father, I bless you, Lord. I bless you that as we call out to you today, Lord, you will change it, Lord. You will change it for a believing people. You will change it for a people who say, all my hope is in you. Father, we cry out to you knowing that you have promised to hear us. Father, we will be a people who do not walk by sight, who walk by spirit, and know that you're a God who answers prayers, and we give you praise. All the prayers you're answering even right now. Even this morning, Lord, we give you praise. We give you praise. We pray you that you will destroy that spirit of grumbling, that negative spirit that gets us nowhere, Lord. But Father, instead you'll put a garment of praise upon us, Lord. Yes, to praise you and to cry out to you.
Yes, sir.
All that you're doing.
Yes, sir.
Because you understand, Lord.
Yes, God.
You understand the tests.
Yes, God.
You understand the deliverance be of people, Lord, who tremble at your word.
Yes, God.
Who know these things are for us today, Lord.
Yes, God.
We give you all glory. We give you all honor as the word in season today, Lord. It's a word that you're speaking to us because you want each and every one of us to come with that destiny.
Yes, God.
You want each and every one of us to reach that living water.
Yes, God.
That is Jesus Christ, the fullness, the overflow.
Yes, God.
The life in the Spirit that is in the Elam. Lord, we bless you for it, Lord.
Yes, God.
We bless you that you do lead us. Yes, you have a destiny that is good for every one of us.
Yes, God.
You're taking us there.
Yes, God.
Give you praise for the testimonies today, what you've done in Pakistan. I give you praise for all the answers that are coming for people who cry out to you, Lord. We pray it all in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
All the people said, amen, amen. Amen.